This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting, in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present. The monsoon session begins from tomorrow and will continue till 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will visit UK from 23rd to 24th of July at the invitation of his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. In the second leg, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives from 25th of this month on the invitation of the Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu. He will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 68th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu today said that it would be unwise to jump to any conclusions based on the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau's preliminary report regarding the Ahmedabad plane crash. Making any comments until the final report comes out is not a good exercise. While inaugurating the 10 new commercial flights from Hindon Civil Terminal, Ghaziabad, the Union Minister slammed Western media and said that they may have a vested interest in the kind of articles they are trying to publish. Meanwhile, he praised AAIB for decoding the black box in India itself. India is developing a multi-stage malaria vaccine candidate named Edfalcivax. The vaccine aims to provide protection against human infection while also reducing vector-borne community transmission of the parasite. Edfalcivax is the first indigenous recombinant chimeric malaria vaccine specifically designed to target the parasite responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The Indian Council of Medical Research, in partnership with the Department of Biotechnology, National Institute of Immunology, is currently developing this malaria vaccine candidate. The Indian Army has decided to sponsor all educational needs of the youngest warrior of Operation Sindoor from Punjab, Shravan Singh, the 10-year-old kid from Firozpur, kept on providing essential eatables day and night to the army men deployed in his fields in the border district during the operation. The Indian Army's Golden Arrow Division had earlier felicitated him and his parents for his courage and resilience. Secretary of Northeastern Council Shillong Satinder Kumar Balla undertook a field visit to various projects sites funded by the NEC in Zero Valley yesterday. The visit aimed to assess the on-ground implementation and impact of NEC-supported schemes. During the visit, Bhalla inspected the progress of the key initiatives such as development of signature viewpoint on Potin Pangin Road at Ranpolya, establishment of kiwi orchard at Kui Pine Grove, and setting up of scientific pig breeding units at Myolia, and interacted with beneficiary farmers and self-help groups actively engaged in cultivation, piggery developments and ecotourism. Local MLA Rode Bui inspected the progress of the girls' hostel and teachers' quarter at Dumporijo yesterday. He also visited Government Upper Primary School under Dumporijo Circle. In the meantime, MLA Bui has assured to provide all necessary infrastructures. He further urged the parents, intellectuals and community-based organizations to actively take part in promoting school enrollment and strengthening the academic foundation of the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.